Welcome to the County Board of Equalization, order for Wednesday, October 15th, 2025, at 8:30 on the clock. Mr. Juergens, Mr. Dorn, Mr. Thiemann, Ms. Axby, Mr. Claiborne, Mr. Adams are all here. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as, I'm sorry, the Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left over here. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented. Moved by Dorn, second by Claiborne. Any discussion? Please vote. Six in favor, motion. Six in favor, motion carries. Approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting. Moved by Dorn, second by Adams. Any discussion on the previous meeting minutes? If not, please vote. Six in favor, motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for equalization. Seeing none, we will move on to approve or disapprove resolution number 25-10 to set tax rates for the political subdivisions for 25-26. There's a list in front of you for the political subdivisions that they have turned in. I was talking to Ms. Milligan. There may be a couple changes where they are incorrect. The intention would be to pass these at this time and then make an amendment at the next meeting, unless you would want to just leave them off until the next meeting. There would be an amendment just on some of the outside agencies that go underneath our taxation or some of the townships as well?
There would be a couple that would be in arrears.
Okay.
From the preliminary that we did in August. So I think it's just a matter, I've got to call into one of the
townships or the
township and then
Ag Society.
Just on the their budgets don't match with
and just so you know, the agencies underneath us, we held them to the same dollar amount except for extension, and that's not on this tax asking agencies, but all the budgets were held the same other than for Nebraska extension. We kept prices the same for everyone from last year to this, so if you would want to make a change, this would be the place to make it.
Your preliminaries were done by September 1, so there's no changes.
And how do we make an amendment next meeting?
Well, but I see what you're saying. I thought you meant cutting or something.
Oh, no. If we were going to make any change, really this isn't the time. It would have been prior to, so we have everything into the budget for it. But there will be at least a couple changes moving forward.
They have to change their budgets.
And you can look through.
And the ones that are missing right now are the Firth, Hallam, Odell, or not Odell. Firth, Hallam. Different ones that are missing are the counties that have not sent me their values. So some of them aren't set yet. Some counties, because they're not due till the 20th, but these are the last that you need until the.
As you go through and look at cities and villages, townships, rural fire districts, school districts, we don't set or control any of their budgets. They send the budget in. We have no control over that budget. We simply are an administrator of the state. Money comes in based on what they put in. We collect it. We redistribute it back out to those agencies, but there's no county control on any of the city, villages, townships, or school districts, or rural fires. Any questions on this, comments? I would like to thank some of the rural fire districts. We allow them up to 3 mils. Adams is at point, instead of 0.03, they're at 0.02722. Cortland is at 0.028499. Philly is at 0.015. So they're right at half. Odell's at .005951. Pickles.
Damn.
Good for them. Thank you, Odell. Pickles at .024231. But we do have several that are finally coming down. We saw no fluctuation in those at all. And the last 3 years, we've seen movement there. So that does affect anyone in that rural district. Any questions or comments? Otherwise, I'd ask for a motion to approve or disapprove this item. Resolution 25-10.
Motion to approve.
Second. Moved by Dorn, second by Juergens. No other questions? Please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. We will see this again then in 2 weeks, just for a couple adds and changes. Ms. Milligan, anything else for the Assessor's Office or Equalization? Plans for Beatrice? Reassessment plans, progress?
Is there a day one still working on it?
So, outside of Beatrice is all complete?
Outside the small town, Josh is working on the south.
Any questions for Ms. Milligan? If not, have a wonderful day. We will adjourn at 8:37.